Were your parents and the rest of your family, okay, there were some kind of circumstances that we'll just go on record as saying, because I know you don't really want to discuss it on tape and stuff. And, but I know just from being your granddaughter and things and from what I've heard in the family or whatever, but there were some
extenuating circumstances that caused the divorce.
Yeah. And
well, yes.
Did people look down? Did your parents? How did your parents and the rest of your family accept that? Because was it uncommon for a woman to be divorced in those days?
Very uncommon to be divorced. But as I said, they were extenuating circumstances, and sometimes divorce is better than staying married. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm sure it was hard on your dad more so than my daughter, because he was older. Mm-hmm. And I remember he said he told your mom when they got married that it was for life, because he would not live through another divorce.
And hopefully it will be.
And hopefully we hope so. Yes.
Well,
but I don't know, I guess maybe my husband was, your father's dad was too young, and maybe he had not been brought up like I had, that you go to church and you take care of your family and you live with that one person.
Do you think he did not
live like that.
Do you think that maybe also the fact that you were rather young when you got married, do you think that had something to do with it? Or, I mean, I know, I guess a lot of people got married younger. You know, was 19... a common age to get married, or were you considered to be older? Or
I think 19 was old enough. If today I'm 65, and if it was the same circumstances today, I wouldn't stay there. I probably wouldn't stay 7.5 years as I did before. I would get out of it sooner, because I know that when you look back on it, it all takes a toll on your life in later years.
Well, in the church, were you still active in your church at this time, or did you feel a little bit, I hate to use the word separated, but I mean, did you feel like you were
left out? No, I didn't feel left out of the church. I always went to church and took the children. Even after I divorced, we went every Sunday morning to Sunday school and to church for the 8 years that I was divorced. And I'm glad I did, because I think children that stay in church are better parents when they're older.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that, I mean, Milan is an extremely small town.
It's a small town of 30,000 that I came from.
Do you think that people talk about you, about what's going on? Because, I mean, you knew what was going on with your life, and you knew why you didn't, but did you sometimes sit and think, you know, I wonder what this is going to do to the kid? For Dad and Aunt Deb and stuff, did any of the little kids ever tease them and stuff because they didn't have a daddy when they were little, that you know of?
Not that I know of. They were never teased or looked down on. I think they held their heads up high, and they had as good clothes as anyone did. I remember when Deb was about 5, we went to a party, a little picnic party at the park, and we were looking around at the little girls with the long dresses on, and one of my girlfriends said, I just told a friend of mine, wait till Billy comes with her daughter now. Her little knees will be showing, and I had the little crinoline petticoats under her little dresses. Mm-hmm. And they were never badly, poorly dressed. My children were dressed as good as anyone's, because I saw to that. And they had as much to eat, because I always saw that they did have that. You know yourself, I like to cook.
I do know that. Do you think that, let me ask you about also some things that were going on in the country at this time. Do you think especially big thing that hit during the 50s was, of course, television. Did you have a television?
We didn't have a TV until 1959, after Ed and I were married. Now, we had radio. I was brought up, my dad listened to the Grand Ole Opry every Saturday night when we were teenagers. That was the norm on Saturday night, Grand Ole Opry. I had a chance to go to the Grand Ole Opry when I was 16, and it was storming that night. My mother wouldn't let me go, and I sure did hate that, because I wanted to go real bad. With this group of friends of ours, she said, "No, it's too bad, you can't go." It was a long ways to go, so maybe she was right and I was wrong, but that sure hurt me. And for instance, on our eighth grade trip, we all rode in the back of a truck and went to Natchez Trace. And that's not more than 35 or 40 miles from where I was born and raised. But that was a big thing back in those days to get to go as far as Natchez Trace and have a picnic. Today you do that by going to Six Flags over Georgia, don't you?
No, I don't, because I have to work there. But, yeah, it's the same thing. Do you think, did you really know anything about the McCarthy hearings or anything going on with the big communist scare, the Red Scare, or the Cold War with Russia or anything? Or were you caught up in national events at this time, being that you were older and able to understand them, or?
I wasn't really caught up in national events. My parents never discussed that too much, and then after I was divorced and had a home of my own, and I spent a lot of my time working. Most of my time was spent working and doing things I had to do at home and after hours. So I never was too caught up in that.
Do you think that the morals of the 50s, you said you didn't have a TV until later on, but you've watched the shows like Leave It to Beaver and the shows of those times and the Donna Reed show, and things where the wife was at home with the apron and cooking for the children, and when the father came home from work and everything, and your life wasn't like that.
No, my life was never like that. My mom always worked in the field, helped with the farm work, and then came home and cooked. She came home. We had three meals a day. I can never remember my dad eating between meals. Never. He was 6 foot, weighed about 190 pounds. I can never remember him being overweight. He always ate three meals a day. Can remember mother getting up and making hot biscuits. Sometimes she'd fry a chicken or fry steak for breakfast. And for lunch, we would have another hot meal. For supper, we'd have another hot meal. I never remember my mother buying lunch meat or any TV dinners. I guess there wasn't such a thing back then.
Yet she worked outside.
She worked outside, and when the war started, she kept boarders in her home and for a while, and then after that she went to work at the Milan Arsenal. And she worked there for, while my brothers were gone to the service, she worked 7 years without missing one day. When my brother came home from the service, they sat up all night and talked, and she forgot the time and didn't go to work the next morning. That's the first day she had missed. She worked several years at the Milan Arsenal.
So you don't think that portrayal of women in those shows, you don't think that was quite accurate, right? You think more women were out of the home and working, and instead of just sitting at home with the kids, and because you've seen how June Cleaver's been portrayed and stuff, and do you think that more women were out in the workforce Then they
during the war, I think a lot of women were out working, mm-hmm. and a lot of the men were gone to the service. My dad never went, but my brothers went. But I think a lot of women went to work during that time.
The
they had to. It was the depression was on, and they had to make money the only way they knew how, or anyway, if they could get a job, they went to work.
But how about when,
whether it be man or woman?
How about after the war, though, after the Korean War, in the late '50s and stuff? Do you think that? I mean, were there more
times were better in the 1950s?
You think they were staying at home more? I mean, that like, do you think it was like they showed on television, or do you think it was?
Well, some portrayals of that time was true, but not all.
Like,
as it is today, not everyone's like television portrays it today.
Mm-hmm. Like all step families, not like the Brady Bunch or whatever.
That is right. Not everybody has a Brady Bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody goes to church. A lot of people don't know what the inside of a church looks like today,
mm-hmm.
even though we do that. You do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and still, in addition to television, because television was a great influence, you know, because it was new, brand new, and everything. And do you think that we've gone away from the morals that were
Most definitely we've gone away from the morals, and I think TV has been a great influence to the people in breaking down their morals.
And, but do you think that if we had kept shows such as, like George and Gracie, you know what I'm talking
George
about.
George and Gracie and Lucy and Daisy.
And what was it, the Ed, you know the ones I'm talking about with Milton Berle and all those, and those kind of shows. Do you think that that society might be different today if we kept that, or do you think that the change in society caused the change in television? I mean, just...
I really don't know what caused the morals to break down, but I think there's a lot of factors. Dope smuggling and all that stuff has a lot to do with it. And too many people being on welfare.
Mm-hmm.
And television is not helping a lot with their HBO mm-hmm. programs and all that, which I don't watch.
Well, okay, like, I know that this show wasn't produced in the 50s, but it was set in the 1950s. And, that was Happy Days. Now, I know you watched that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you had Joni in the poodle skirt and everything, and the girls in the poodle skirts, so the biggest thing they did was go hang out at the little restaurant and eat French fries and drink Cokes and talk about whether they could get a certain boy to take them to the movies or not. And that was the big thing. They didn't talk about things like that. Do you think that was portrayed correctly? The morals of the 50s were as they were.
I think they were portrayed correctly. That's mm-hmm. the thing that was going on in the 50s.
Right.
It wasn't like it is today. It's almost unsafe for a decent girl to go out.
When do you think it really started changing?
Today.
When do you think the morals of the country really started changing?
Seeming in the last 10 years have gotten worse
really?
To me.
By the 60s, I mean, because, you know, you're getting in the 60s and you'd,
mm-hmm.
let's say, you'd just gotten married for the second time and everything, and,
I didn't notice the change so much until the last 5-10 years,
mm-hmm.
but it's just getting worse.
How did, it affect you in the 60s watching, okay, first, there's a lot of things going on then, I mean, the Vietnam War, you know, was getting geared up and everything, and, President Kennedy was shot, and well, let's talk about that too. I mean, you're married, so I'm sure for a while you probably weren't thinking about anything that was going on in the country. You're probably just excited about starting a new section of your life, I'm sure. And but when President Kennedy was shot, I mean, do you remember where you were or anything?
Yes, I remember where I was when President Kennedy was shot. We were living in upstate New York, and I was with a friend,
mm-hmm.
and it came on the news that he had just been shot, and she was Catholic, and
mm-hmm.
she left right away to go to church.
Why do you think that, I mean, this sounds awful. This sounds terrible, considering that the election is going on today and everything. But let's say, you know, President Bush was shot. and stuff like that. You know, I mean, it seems to me that the majority of people, they would care, but I don't think it would be that overly upsetting to them. Maybe I don't. Maybe the reason why I don't know is because I've never, you know, been through that. Do you think that's true, or do you think that it would be the same? What was it about that time period where it just seemed like the world
was just unheard of? There was not too many things like that that went on during that
crime
time.
Or anything was going on.
And that seems to me that was the beginning of all the things that have happened since.
Right.